This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Right, remember, prepare your pitch marks, avoid slow play, and 3 tee shots from everybody. First tee box, Patricia Holman, Piers Cromwell and Pat McKeown. Patricia. Third tee box, Mary Buckley, Noel Ennis and Jimmy Crum.
Careful, some mic on you.
Fifth tee box, Rhona Taylor, Jim Corrish and Ellie O'Reilly. Seventh tee box, Pat O'Brien, TJ Duffy and Michael Campion.
Hi, my name is David Crum. I'm the chairman of Portmarnock Pitch and Putt Club.
And not a great day for, but what's going on? What's the event today?
Today we're having a scramble. The trustees have put up hampers as prizes. It's a 3-person team. You have to tee off, everybody tees off. You have to pick 3 tee shots from everybody. And you pick the best tee shot, mark the ball, and everybody gets to go to put the ball in the hole. So it's a nice, quick game, fun game as well. Lovely for a day like today.
Portmarnock is known worldwide for its famous golf links, but it is also home to another of the country's finest links courses at its Pitch and Putt. Pitch and Putt was started in Portmarnock in 1953, and on St Patrick's Day 1961 the club moved to its current location. I went along to Portmarnock in the run-up to Christmas to find out more about the sport and the club.
In this club here, like at this time of the year, maybe in a lot of other clubs, they'd be closed. But yourselves, you're pretty much open all year round?
We aim to be open all year round. Because we're a links course, they're all sand-based. We can play, as long as there's no frost or snow, we can keep playing. And unlike inland courses, which could be, with the rain they've had in the last week or three, they'd be waterlogged.
And the course, as you said, it's probably one of the, I've heard everybody said this, but it's probably one of the best courses in the country, really, for pitch and putt.
We have greens that would be the envy of many a golf club. The guy that we have, Darren, they're like children to him, all of those greens. If you come down during the summer, you'll see him lying on his stomach, and it's almost as if he's talking to the grass, finding out what it needs. And he takes pride, and he knows what he's doing, and he takes a load of pride in, and he puts the errors in. But it is one of the better pitch and putt courses in Ireland.
And it's as I said, I just walked the course there with some of the lads. Not great conditions, but the greens, they're not just flat, they're quite intricate, quite tricky.
Yeah, you've got to, they are golf greens, just smaller, so they are going to have the little breaks and the little dips and the hollows. So you have to get the line, you have to hit the putt. Hard, easier said than done.
And it seems to me it's a real skillful game. It's probably harder. People think pitch and putt mightn't think it's too skillful, but there's a lot of skill to the game, isn't there?
Well, the longest hole we'd have is up to 75 metres. Because you only have 2 clubs, you've got to manoeuvre your pitching wedge or whatever club you pick for holes from 30 metres to 75 metres. So some you'd be hitting the ball as hard as you can, and others it's a deft touch you need. When you're chipping, it's just like golf. Putting, okay, you mightn't get the 100-foot putts in that you would in golf courses, but you're still getting the 12, 15, 20-foot putts that are as easy or as hard to get on a golf course.
And as you said, it's a game that you can keep playing. Age isn't really a huge factor in it, because maybe it doesn't have the driving that golf would have. So, I mean, it's less intense physically, but, I mean, you have people who stay at the top level for a long, long time.
Oh, there's you'll have guys, if you go out and watch All-Irelands, who are in their 50s, 60s, they even have an over 55s All-Ireland. They're every bit as good as the guys who are in their mid-20s to 30s. It is all ranges. You know, if you were down here on a Wednesday afternoon, you would see 10-year-olds playing with 14, 15-year-olds. We only have one girl at the moment, but she's the boss of the boys down here on the Wednesday afternoon. And it's all ranges.
Next up, I spoke to longtime member and trustee Tom Duffy about the club's history, his involvement and the atmosphere within the club.
Going back 40 years, there was a course down where the church is built on, and I used to play there. And then I got introduced to the club through founding member Christy Howard and a few more, and we progressed down to this position that we're in. Land we own, clubhouse we own, and thanks to various people who were able to make funds available, and a very generous landlord, landlady, Ban Kelly. Through her will, she left the land and to us. And previous years were just paying a minimal rent. And she was very fond of County Dubliners, so they were number one in her book.
So it seems to be that there's a great atmosphere here, great camaraderie between all the members.
Oh, without a doubt. As in our last AGM, our current president, in his notes, that he thought that the club was renowned for its crack and help out each other, and good atmosphere.
The clubhouse here and the course itself, is it one of the best facilities really in the country for pitch and putt, isn't it?
Well, of course, if you're a local and you play on the course, you say it is the best course, but if you travel on other courses, they have made, whether they own their own grounds or not is another matter, but they would have nice clubhouses and different styled courses to ours, because ours is a natural. There was very little to be done except prepare greens, because it's all sand, and it's sometimes you could play in your slippers.
And the fact that it's a links course means that you can play here all year round as well, which must be a bit of a bonus for yourself.
Of course it is. And other clubs, they're not jealous, but they would love to have the facilities that they could play in the wintertime as we can.
Speaking of wintertime, I went out on what was a very wet, windy afternoon to chat to some of the members as they made their way around the course. I didn't get the greatest conditions for coming out recording today.
No, I'm sure. Will that pick up the rain as well?
Yeah. The wind and the rain. Do you keep an eye on your rivals on the way around?
Not really. You could see one of them do well in one hole, and then they could have a 10, you wouldn't know about it. Just concentrate your own game. Mate. Hit that. Oh, just kicked right.
Oh, that was a great shot. You were right, it's definitely a birdie chance this time. But they let you rattle this in now, will they?
No.
Yeah, you're right, you just pulled left.
Yeah. Lovely shot.
So you can see how treacherous these are.
Okay. Two bunkers, invisible bunkers in front of the green. I'm sure that catches a lot of people out.
And to get into those, sometimes I've seen fellas taking 5 and 6 shots to try and get out of that.
And stroke played and you're out.
Your game's over.
I'd say it's very unforgiving that way as a game, is it? Especially stroke play.
That's it.
Especially at the higher end. 4 is as good as 2 drops.
4 is, yeah, really. 4 is a disaster. I headed back into the clubhouse to dry off a bit and spoke to another long-time member, Gary O'Connor, about what has kept him involved in the club over the years.
My name is Gary O'Connor. Well, I was a member here as a juvenile back in the late 60s. And I was a member here for about 5 or 6 years then. And then when I got married, I came out and lived in Port Marnock and became a member then. I was a member for about 10 years, and then I had a gap for about 5 or 6 years, and I'm back again about another 10 years, so a long time overall.
And what is it about the game that you love?
I think pitch and putt is, I play a lot of golf as well, and the pitch and putt, first of all, it only takes about a little over an hour to go around, so I think the pitch and putt's a bit more sociable than the golf too. And overall, I just enjoy it. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely a bug there that catches you. You know,
it's a very skillful game, though, isn't it? I mean, you've one iron as such, and you have to use it over a number of distances, I suppose.
Yeah, you have to try and pick a club that suits you, because if you use a sand wedge on some of the longer holes, if there's a wind there, it's very hard to get there with it. But if you use the sand wedge, it means you can get the ball up in the air and stop it. And get it close to the hole, it'll stop it, so it gives you a better chance of twos. But some of the older members find it hard to use the wedge, because they haven't got the power then to reach the longer holes.
So they'll use something like a 9 or
a 9, normally a 9 iron, yeah. Yeah.
And the club here, you said your sons are even members, so that must be really nice for you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. In the summertime, when I come home from work, I can come down with the two boys and play for a couple of hours a night as well. and it's so reasonable to be a member here. It's such good value. For the juveniles now, it's only €25 for the whole year. And you can play all day long and all night long. You know, it's absolutely, you can't beat it. It's a hidden treasure, really.
Ladies make up a big proportion of the membership in Portmarnock, and I spoke to the lady captain, Mary Lynch.
Right, could you introduce yourself first of all?
I'm Mary Lynch, the lady captain of Portmarnock Pitch and Putt.
And Mary, how long have you been a member here?
5 to 6 years only, but I did play pitch and puff for the last 40 years in other clubs.
Okay, so it's a
transfer to here 5 years, 6 years ago.
And, how come you transferred to here?
I just wasn't happy in the other club, and I was asked to come here, and I came here, and I've never enjoyed anything as much.
Really?
Lovely bunch down here, yeah.
And how did you start playing pitch and puff initially?
In a club that was only been set up about 40 years ago in Malahide. I was only young then, and just took it up, and that was it. It's a great sport for ladies, really brilliant.
And as you see here, the ladies, you were playing out with a couple of lads today,
yeah.
So you can, it's a sport that you can play mixed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have mixed, ladies play on a Saturday afternoon, and the men play on a Sunday morning. Then we have mixed, we have scrambles. And we all mix around.
So there's a real social element to it then, is there?
Yeah, yeah. And then at Christmas we have a party here, the ladies, and the gents have a Sunday morning. I come over and I do something for them on the last day. So that's it.
Have you made good friendships then through the club?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I knew a few of them before I came because I was on the Dublin board for 21 years. So I knew a certain amount of people. You know, I didn't come in here red raw, so I knew what I was doing. But, it's a great club to be in, lovely social atmosphere. And I was made very welcome when I came in.
Finally, I spoke to one of the younger members, Pierce Cromwell, about his advice for those thinking about taking up the sport. And Tom and David told me what they love about pitch and putt.
And then what would you say to maybe somebody who hadn't played pitch and putt and was thinking of taking up the sport? Would you recommend it?
I would recommend it. I know from a financial point of view, it's a lot cheaper than, say, playing golf. If you have an interest in golf, it's great because I go play golf with my mates. Now, they don't play pitch and putt. And they hit a good drive, but once they get it in 100 yards... they can't put it close to the pin. I find that when I get in at 100 yards, I'm able to put it close to the flag, and it improved my golf game very much. Also, the fact that you pay an adult's fee is €115, I think it is, compared to what a golf fee would be for a year, and then you pay your €3 every weekend to play a round, and then it's €2 for a second round. So for a fiver, you're playing on a championship court out there, probably the best course in the country, in my opinion. And I think anybody who wants to improve their golf game or just wants to be able to get out for an hour and a half, that's all it is when golf is 4 hours if you're going around. From a time, it's time consuming golf, but pitch and putt's an hour and a half, it's great fun.
And you said this is one of the best courses in the country as well, and to be able to get that for that price.
It's unbelievable.
And what is it about the game itself that you enjoy?
Well, I suppose if it's okay with Near FM that I say at what age I am, there'd probably be younger listeners and say, what's that outfield doing there in that club? My birthday was 2 weeks back, so I was 78. So coming out here on a Sunday, and we meet as a small group on a Monday for a friendly game, and we look forward to that, and we do plenty of hassle, plenty of bustling, but it's enjoyable.
And what is it about the game that you love? Or is it?
No, I think it's a friendly sport. As you can see, you know, there wasn't too much of it out there today because everybody had their head down trying to keep warm. But because you're so close to people, you can keep an eye on what your opponent is doing. You can keep an eye on what your friend is doing. If it's not too serious a game, there will be slagging and a bit of banter going on. And when you come in, everybody comes in, especially today, around the same time, so there will be tea and coffee, as you see the ladies are getting it ready. And it's a nice sport, it's nice and quick, it gets you out in the fresh air. There is skill involved in it. If you want to just stay within the club, you can stay within the club. But there are county events, provincial events, All-Irelands, European Opens, and if you get good enough, you can maybe get selected for Ireland for a World Cup.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted, on behalf of the trustees, I'd like to thank you all for coming today. I know it wasn't a very good day, but I hope you enjoyed. Congratulations to the winners and commiserations to the losers. And I want to wish you all a very happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.